morning.
Good morning.
I have a question for you. Or anybody else. Oops, who else just arrived?
It's me, huh?
Okay, I got a question for you before we start. Anybody have anything that they have used that was effective on fleas for cats or dogs? Home remedy?
I think I used to give my dog garlic tablets.
Garlic tablets? Okay, garlic tablets. Brewers yeast. I've heard those. I don't think I can get the kittens to eat them unless...
Mary Lou. I think they come together. Brewers yeast with garlic tablets. I think it's one tablet jar.
Oh, okay. Anybody else have anything that they've used for cats or dogs that get rid of the fleas? Keep them under control.
Sure. Sure. I haven't used this, but I heard it on TV to cut an orange and just rub it on your cat or dog's fur.
Okay.
But do it outside. Do it outside.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be good. Okay, I know that they said lemon in the, on them, and so that would make sense, the citrus, and also vinegar baths. I looked that up last night. I didn't go far enough to find the strength. Anyway, I just thought I'd call a couple things before I went and got the chemicals from the vet.
Interestingly, there was just a segment on the program I watched that had about what to bathe your dog and or cat in, and their skin is thinner than ours, so you really should not use the same shampoo that you use for humans. But they also said that if you dish soap, don't use that, even though it will kill fleas. You know, what's in the dish soap will also strip the oil from them as it strips, you know, the fat from whatever you're washing. So if you're going to use dish soap, I would use it sparingly and not often. But apparently that does kill fleas also.
Okay, yeah, that was another one I saw was Dawn, which is a pretty good soap, but it's also chemical soap. Maybe I'll do a real diluted one to start with. No, okay. Maybe I'll try the orange first, and then if that doesn't do it, try a very diluted one of that. Okay, that gives me a couple of ideas to go on. I just didn't know what to, which one to try or if anybody had heard more comments on some of them. So.
Cats are always fun to try and give a test to anyway.
Pardon?
Cats are always
fun. How about basic H?
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. And I've got basic H here. Thank you. I worked with that for years, and I know people use that. Funny how you forget some of those things.
Just a weak amount.
Yeah, it shouldn't take very much. The one I can see him on because he's got white fur. The other one I can't see him on because he's black. It doesn't show up nearly as much, but I know they both got him, so. Under control here. But thank you guys. Great info for me. See how well this call works? Okay, so what's up with you guys for the last day of the week, business day of the week? Call it that. Looking for my notepad here. Disappeared on me again. Obviously right where I left it last, but that's out of sight. Oh, we're getting to the end of summer. Nobody was sneezing. We're gonna put out a blast for people that maybe haven't used the KVB or need a little more inspiration in using it. I hope I get it out today. I got some finishing up to do on it. See if we can't run something, I'll make sure you guys get it. Just for the idea. We've got...
Sure, thank you for the info on the coconut oil. My ears. Seems like
did it work?
Stop. It seems to. My I went to the doctor yesterday, and he poked around and got all these symptoms, and he's going, I don't see any infection anywhere. I have no idea where this is coming from. You know, I used the coconut oil, I think, twice, putting just a little bit in my ears and sticking a piece of cotton in there so it didn't run out.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say anything about it being in there, being junky or anything. Just a tiny little bit of pink on one side, not on the other. But my jaw doesn't hurt as bad, and it doesn't hurt to eat as bad, so it seems to be working, so I'm excited.
Wow.
So thank you for being there.
You know, the only reason I did that, I thought, well, you know, I know they've used olive oil, and they even recommended that back at the clinic for us. But I thought, well, I'm just going to see, because I wonder if the coconut oil would have greater benefit. And when I hit on that article that said, you know, the latest research shows that it has this value, I thought, well, let's go with the one that's got some research to back it up. Anyway, because they're saying, and, you know, figuring that oil is basically an oil, but it's going to accomplish the same thing if there's something going on back there to get it looser out. They said the majority of the problems was because of earwax being in there and then it not loosening and you know, then creating a problem with bacteria or infection. So, and this one was doing something with antibacterial or viral, or to it, whichever or both. Anyway, so I'm glad it worked, or seemingly worked. Anyway, at the beginning when those things start in, that's how all these things start to happen. Is that, you know, people try these and then later they come up with the research to back up that there really is something to it. There's a reason that it's working that way.
How did you get it in your ears?
Originally, I just put it on a Q-tip and just sort of swabbed it in. And then I got tired of doing that. I just took a bunch on my finger and shoved it in.
It wasn't completely liquid at the time, is that correct?
Right, yeah. It turns liquid real quick, so.
Oh, yeah. So what was your problem?
Oh, just all of a sudden, both of my ears were hurting so bad that it hurt to listen to people on the telephone all day. Just, you know, somebody started to whine on the telephone, give a whiny voice, and it just about sent me through the roof. And my jaw, I couldn't move my jaw. My jaw hurt like crazy.
Wow.
So, and Kurt to eat, I could, you know, trying to eat a piece, you know, some almonds or something like that, it just about killed me.
You weren't running a fever, were you?
No. No fever. Just a sore throat, but I always have a sore throat because I talk all day. So, just real weird. But I just decided to go in and have it checked out, no sore throat. One ear looked a tiny little bit pink, but otherwise everything looked great.
Huh.
And, but, you know, it just hurt like crazy, but, you know, that was, you know, 20 hours ago, now it feels even better after doing it again last night, so I'm just going to keep on the regimen for a while.
How often are you putting it in?
A couple times a day.
Okay.
Do you think that would help with your ears itching so?
Maybe.
Because you're just putting it right straight down in your ear canal, right?
Right, yeah.
A little for itching?
Yes.
Go to the pharmacy and someplace find a little bottle with a dropper. You may have to buy it from the pharmacist, but it shouldn't be very expensive. Mix a combination of half white vinegar and alcohol.
Okay.
I've used that for years. And interestingly, after my first knee replacement, my ear doesn't itch anymore. So if you want to get rid of it, have a knee replacement. No, really, I've used the alcohol and vinegar for years. An ENT guy told me about that years ago.
Half vinegar and half alcohol.
Right.
Okay, that'll be easy enough. And I have a dropper.
Oh, good. Mix it. You know, I put it in a little custard cup, and then I just use the dropper to drop it all into the bottle until the bottle's almost full.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
That really works
okay.
Well.
Nancy, I got interrupted. I want to hear what you were using. Half alcohol and half?
White vinegar.
White vinegar for what?
A dropper for itching ears.
Oh.
It's a swimmer's ear, they call it, but I had that for many years.
And, I always used alcohol after I went swimming when I swam a lot.
Yeah, but the vinegar kills anything that's in there.
In there. That's great.
Yeah.
Another thing I'll tell y'all on the coconut oil is I've had a lot of problems with my little dog, and she's real allergic and she'll gnaw on herself, but I'm glad to hear what you said about the shampoo and everything while I go, because it just doesn't work, you know, something strong. But anyway, I've been taking the coconut oil, putting it in my hand and just rubbing it all over her stomach, you know, lightly, and her skin, because they sheared her off at the vet about 6 weeks ago, and all, and on her legs, and it's really helping her. So if they have allergies, that coconut oil going on there just real, real lightly, you know, because it doesn't, well, you don't want to mess up in your house. Or, you know, and she can't stay out, she doesn't stay outside all that time in the heat, but I do it especially after a bath.
One thing with the ear drops, you can, he told me to put like 4 in, and that was way too many. I put 2 in at a time.
Okay.
Well, we're on a different subject this morning, but that's great. This is all useful information for me.
It's helpful for me.
Need to put it down. Anybody else got any comments on animal stuff? I mean, you know, you're going to have pets and they're semi-part of the family, semi-important to you. I only say semi. No, I'm kidding. We like our pets and we want them to be healthy. And if we're trying to make ourselves healthy, I want to do the same thing for them. So we got them going pretty good on food. They got a little bit different habits the two cats do, which is horrible. I never did that for my kids. Why am I doing it for my cat? I've got them spoiled. They got different personalities, but they're good with the mice. I love that. We're getting rid of some of the stuff around the evidence of the mice. And this morning I looked out the bedroom window. I shouldn't even tell you this would probably freak you guys out, but most of you live in the country anyway. Or you've been around this kind of stuff. Anyway, I woke up and it's just getting light. Just, you know, it's still dark. I mean, dreary. Not dark, dark, dark. But it was just barely getting light. And I looked up and we've got an overhang of about 2 feet on our bedroom windows on the end where the bed is sitting against the wall. And there's screens on those windows. Fortunately, pounded on. The cats can't knock it off. Knock them off. It's about a story up in the, it's not quite a full story up in the air where the windows are. Because part of that end of the house sits down in the ground. That's why it's not a full story up above. So anyway, I look up and my eyes are kind of blurry and I don't have my glasses on yet. And I'm seeing all these things darting around that window and just crazy, but, you know, I know they're not birds. No, they're not birds. They're little bats. They were like a drove of them. I said, what are those bats hanging around this window? And he says, oh, you know, one of the areas they get into. I go, oh, what area do they get into? I don't want to go to that area. Oh, it's someplace up between the rafters, I guess, where the air flow from outside is not completely blocked. And anyway, I'm going, I don't know that I want to know this early in the morning or not. I don't want to ask any more questions. But, oh my gosh, I thought, you know, it's so different living out in the country than when you're in town. Now, I don't know whether they're bombarded. Anybody that lives in town, do you ever see bats around? No one lives in town, huh? Okay.
They are around. I've never seen them, but I'm sure they're out there.
Okay. I just didn't think of them as being in the city areas, but
they're
not.
When I was a kid, I mean, we lived in you know, a small town in Pennsylvania. And we had them in the house one year. They found a spot to get in up in the attic.
Well, I know they aren't all negative as far as insects and things like that, like they're made out to be, but for some reason I don't like them any better than I do mice in the house, so.
I agree. Probably walking outside.
Yeah, just let them take care of the environment out there and don't bother me. That's all I know. I don't want to have to deal with them. Put my head under the blankets and went. We've had it a couple, two, three times, well, probably more than that over the 20 years. But anyway, it's not very often that we do get one that will fly in because a screen on a window is not there or the door wasn't shut completely. And we know exactly how they get into the main part of the house. But anyway,
they don't need a lot of space, that's for sure.
No, I guess they can flatten just about like a mouse does, or maybe even more so.
There's
so
an
anyway,
opening
so
they can find it.
Yeah, that's what I hear. So anyway, I guess that's enough on bats, fleas, and mice. So anybody have anything else to maybe a little more related to directly to our health as far as food is concerned, or nutrients that you've heard about, or any questions that have come to mind that we might be able to do off the top of our head?
What's in basil that makes it healthy, or is there anything?
It's a good herb to use. That's a really good question. Anybody else have feedback on it? Immediately, as a nutritive value. Let me go over here and just see if I can find really quick. I'm curious, too, now that you said it, Nancy.
Oh, I've been wondering. You know, we've grown it for the past several summers, and I just put it in my salad, and I started wondering why.
You should get something real quickly. Fresh, low in saturated fat, very low in cholesterol and sodium. It's also a good source of protein, vitamin E, riboflavin. Let's see, this is in the fresh state they're talking about. Nutritive facts, let's see. Fiber, vitamin A, folate, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, zinc, copper, and manganese. That's a high nutrient in there.
Okay.
Now you're only using a small amount, so
yeah.
You know, it's not inflammation flat factor, and it would be anti. Inflammation is 9, so I'm doing, supposing that's on a scale of 1 to 10.
Mm.
So that would be another reason. It makes me think of oregano oil.
Mm.
And I know that that is very powerful in capsule form for infections, colds, those kinds of things. I've used it just a couple, two, three times, and this is something that was passed on by Dennis Bryant at Focus on Growth, and I remember having incredible results with that. So, you know, one thing to keep on. I don't know if you want to keep it on hand because I don't know how long it stays fresh since it's an oil in a capsule.
Mm-hmm.
But there are lots of those kinds of things that we can utilize to but I'm still very intrigued with coconut oil. I've got a whole book on it, and I know I should do some more reading on it as to the beneficial properties, because there's a lot that's been coming out on the use of it. I'm not up to anybody up to taking a couple of tablespoons of it a day. My Crosby drummer suggests. Oh, who's that?
That's Betty. I do that every morning after I'm done with the KBB.
Okay. So you're just putting in your mouth and swallowing it?
Yeah.
Because it melts so fast and it doesn't taste bad. It's not nasty tasting. So
exactly.
Can you attest to things that you've seen that are different?
No, I can't say that that there's anything specific that I can say is wonderful, you know, that jumps right out in an extreme change or difference in me. But
how long have you been doing it, Betty?
Probably at least 6 months.
6 months. Okay. So, one thing that pops into my mind, I don't know why I'm asking you this, did you ever have any, you know, even just, I don't want to say hurt, but just, any stiffness in your joints that's changed or anything like that, if you start thinking about it?
I can't say that I can pinpoint that.
Okay. I was just trying to go for little things that, you know, you might not be aware of unless somebody brings them up that might have changed over the 6 months from where you were 6 months ago.
Yeah, no, I can't, but I can tell you that since I've been taking the joint compound, the latest one, that I am noticing a difference in my joints, and I've only, that's only been out for a couple months.
Yeah.
Linda Morse
has arrived.
So joint formula on, in the last couple of months, difference in joint, in your, way your joints work, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly less pain.
Okay.
I've increased them and taken them more regularly, and especially if I'm hurting on a day, then that's
right.
When I take, and they have really helped me a lot. Because I really wasn't taking them real regularly. But if I was really, and with our weather being swinging so different and everything, I really used them.
Okay, so Mary Lou, how many are you taking a day?
Well, I'd take three, and if by later in the afternoon I was still hurting, I would go ahead and take the other three. And I've never, ever taken, you know, six medicine of anything. But it's really, really helped. Very important to be able to keep it in your system. I think that's the most important part, is to not let it get out. Don't go without taking it for 4 or 5 days. It's going to take longer for your body, and that's the way I have found out with working with it. My son,
Linda Morse,
has left the conference.
Okay, your son takes it cut out on us.
Yeah, he takes it every day and has for years, and he's had different chiropractors because he had his back hurt roping cattle and all, calf roping and all, and he just says, that's my vitamins every morning. He said, I take it every day. So, and he's really pleased with the new one.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Mary Lou. It's, you can't let it go for 4 or 5 days, and then you're starting back from scratch again on it. And,
that's right.
Not a good thing. So maintaining it. You know, if you just stay with the, once you get where you need to go, that you're feeling better, you have to at least maintain that three a day in order to keep it in your system.
You know, you guys have somebody energy test you if you're by yourself or if you can do it yourself. Do it and see what your count, what your body's telling you you should be taking, how many.
That's an
excellent
idea.
Pardon?
I said, that's an excellent idea. I hadn't thought of that.
And then check it again after you're feeling really good and see if it shows the same amount or that you can cut back one a day or something like that, just out of curiosity, and put a guideline to it. I like to do that.
Okay.
And it makes
I know that's true because when I first started on it a few years ago, and I've told you before that they did the strength test on me, and taking 14 was what I was taking at that point, 14 a day. And so then I did the strength test to start cutting back, and then I dropped off taking it at all. Because of course, you know, you're feeling so okay that you can do without it. There's a lot of logic to that.
So, I know.
I've been doing that, and I'm taking 6 at this point, and that seems to be working out well for me. But within a couple weeks, I'm going to try it again and see if it's time to cut back to the to 3 or thereabouts.
See, I don't think that Denny's ever taken enough of them to really see a difference like he could. And he's been doing a lot of physical work lately. And he's, at night he comes in, once he sits down, he's, you know, he's stiff and he's showing it and he's complaining about it. And I thought, ah, okay, here's the group to ask to get some firsthand knowledge on how many and you know, just what you're seeing and the difference, especially now that we've got a different formula that's giving a higher level of results. So I'm all game for that. We need new experiences all the time. That's what keeps us, one, fresh, and it's what keeps us healthy, and it keeps us moving more. Right, guys?
Exactly.
Well, I think the more of the physical work, it's really important, because that's what I've been doing so much of this summer, and I felt that was the reason I really had to start back on it.
Okay, you know, good go ahead.
When I was taking the 14, when I was tested for the 14, that was the other old formula, and I'm finding at this point that I don't need to take as many with the new compound. So that definitely makes a difference.
Great. Great comments, guys. Mary Lou, I have a question for you. Did you ever get Butch and Bonnie's address?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I did send out emails, and I will call Ruth and Dennis this morning. They may have been out of town or didn't see it until late or something, but I haven't checked this morning. And to get the email, to get it, Vance didn't have it either, and he wants it too. So
okay.
We will find that. Do you know how long ago this happened?
A couple of weeks back.
A couple of weeks back, okay.
Yeah, I'll go. Okay. I don't know why I said back, but anyway, just a couple of weeks or so. And all, but I felt like, you know, people possibly, you know, in y'all's president Trump or something, y'all knew it. But
no,
I didn't know.
I hadn't heard anything, and I don't know whether Ruth and Dennis did, because I didn't hear anything from them either, and they knew that we were fairly close, so. I would have expected that to have come down, but I will find out.
Too, but they couldn't even help me there, and I know the right of privacy, you know, and something like that.
Sure.
But I knew part of it, but I'm still going through things today. I'll still maybe I'll find the address. I found something a while ago, so I've been up making myself just really go through some of these papers and get a little better. But if you find it, please email it to me, and I really appreciate it.
You do the same if you find it.
Okay,
and,
if I find it, I'll send it to you.
That one will have it for everybody that would like to have it. So,
okay.
Anyway, anything else? We're over time again. I was a couple minutes
what were
late coming
for,
in.
Margaret?
We're looking for Butch and Bonnie's physical address. Their son was killed or died a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Yeah. And now's when we can be supportive of them and let them know that we're thinking and praying for them. So, anyway, I want to make sure and get a card off.
Well, that's what I was trying to do, was to send a note, you know, and then I couldn't believe I couldn't put my hands on it. But I lost an address book not too long ago, but maybe I'll find it one day. But that wouldn't do
you know,
for right now.
It's just not quite the same with an email. It's that, you know, I've got their email address, but, you know, a lot of times when you're under
pressure like that, emails are not the first thing I go into. So there's certain things I don't like emails for that much, so.
That's one of them. I was, you know, but anyway, I thought I'll keep finding it, and even if it's weeks old, I mean, I think sometimes it's very supportive to someone, even when it's a little later, you know.
Yeah,
you
certainly
just need that support from your friends.
I agree 100%. So, guys, if there's nothing else, let's see. Vance is doing Stump the Doctor tomorrow, which will be excellent. So any questions that you have been thinking about that we can't answer or, you know, don't really know about more in-depth, it'll be a good call, I know. She's always a great informant on everything that she gets asked, so... we'll be on there, and other than that, make it an absolutely wonderful weekend. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Sean. Bye.
Bye-bye, Nancy.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
You too, Steve. I appreciate everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.